cold this time of the year. Did you pack enough sweaters?
3.
Well, what about socks?
I'm wearing some. Look, you guys, stop worrying. I'll be fine.
Laura, this is the first time you've gone on a trip without us.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's only for 3 days, and we'll be chaperoned the whole time.
Well, why couldn't they hold the Midwest Cheerleading Championships here in Chicago? Why go all the way to Bemidji?
Well, Bemidji's a famous cheer town. They invented the phrase, sis boom ba.
Well, let's hustle. We don't want you to miss your flight.
Hey, Laura, wait. You almost forgot your pom-poms.
Ooh, I'd be lost without those. How can I ever thank you, Richie?
Bucks should cover it.
Hey, you know, I'm surprised Steve didn't come by and embarrass you with one of his melodramatic goodbyes.
I warned him that if he did, I'd staple his lips together.
Hi, sweetums. Ooh, I'll pack these for you.
This day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
Hi, babe.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Just the man I wanted to see. Grab a seat, son.
Okay, sure. What's up?
I'm going to give you a haircut.
What? How come?
It'll save me money.
No way.
Well, no. I know that I may botch the first 3 or 4 haircuts. But hey, I'll learn. And over the years, think of the savings.
No, stop him. He's trying to hurt my hair.
Carl, think about this. It's very important to Eddie that he look good.
You're both overreacting. Now, come on, son, let me take a whack at that head. I'll even shave you one of those designs you young people like. Something cool, like a happy face.
Mom! Carl, he doesn't have time for a haircut now.
He doesn't?
No. He has to clean his room and wash the car and take out the trash. Right, Eddie?
Oh, right. Right. I gotta go do those things right now. Bye.
Now, you see, I told you I'd get him to do his chores.
Janet and I wanted to do something really exciting, something daring.
Ooh.
So we got fake IDs and went to Club Buff.
The male strip club?
Yes, girl.
Oh.
The dancers there are drop-dead gorgeous.
Well, what kind of dancing do they do?
The kind where their clothes come off. Look, I'm going again this weekend. You guys have got to come with me.
Hey, count me in.
Great, I'll get the IDs for you. It's just $50 and a recent picture.
$50 is a lot of money.
Lexi, we're talking near naked hunks.
I'll have the cash tomorrow.
So how about you, Laura?
I don't know.
Hello, I forgot who I was talking to. Miss Laura Goody Two Shoes Winslow.
Now, wait a minute. I am not a Goody Two Shoes. Right, Max? Yo, Max, jump in here anytime.
Well, the kids at school do think you're kind of squeaky clean.
Well, does everybody think that?
No, not everybody. There is one guy who thinks you're wild and crazy.
Who?
Steve Urkel.
I have the money tomorrow.
Carl,
hmm?
Isn't it strange how different our children are?
What do you mean, sweetheart?
Well, with Eddie and Judy, we have to beg, threaten, and trick them into doing their chores.
Yeah, but not Laura. Laura always does exactly what she's supposed to.
You know, we're really lucky, Carl. These days, it's tough to be a good kid. There's a lot of temptation out there, a lot of peer pressure.
You know, honey, you're right. We should reward Laura.
Carl, that's a good idea.
I'll tell you what. Tonight, we'll give her first crack at the pork chops. Last week, the poor kid didn't get any.
All right, let's kick it. Babes, beware, two dudes on the loose.
Right.
Yo, Waldo, what's that new cologne you wearing?
Oh, it's not cologne. This baby's keeping more than my car fresh.
Hey, Steve.
What's up?
Well, I'm taking a fine for my lamp. I'm working on a new invention.
Oh, really? Well, what is it?
It's a combination nose hair trimmer and flashlight. I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot out there we'd like to see.
Now, remember, Waldo, if we find two girls together, I get the ugly one.
Hey, how come you always get first pick?
All right, you can have the ugly one.
That's better.
Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Laura.
You're drooling on my carpet.
Laura, don't run.
Why?
Because when you do, you bounce.
Hey, girls. You guys ready to check out some hot buns?
Hot buns? What's she talking about?
We're going to Club Buff.
Oh, Club Buff? The strip joint? Laura, why on earth would you go to that den of iniquity? That bicep boutique? That palace of pulsating, perspiring pecs?
Cause we wanna. Bye.
No! I shall not allow this.
Move it or lose it, Steve.
No, you're not going. I'm putting my foot down.
Is this table to your liking?
Oh, thank you. It'll be fine, dear.
Sorry I had to grill you about your ID. You know, you don't look 28.
Oh, I get that all the time.
Here you go, miss.
Oh, it's Mrs. I'm a divorcee. Caught my husband with the babysitter.
All right, we're here. Are you guys ready for this? Can you handle it?
Oh, yeah.
Would you ladies like something to drink?
Oh, orange juice, please.
I'll have the same, my good man.
I have a diet soda with mussels. I mean, ice.
Laura, get a grip.
Yeah, if you're like that with the waiter, how are you going to handle the dancers?
I'm not. I'm going home.
What? We just got here.
Max, I am not good at this. I'm too uptight to enjoy myself.
Just be cool.
Yeah, don't worry. Nothing bad's gonna happen.
ladies are under arrest.
Uh-oh, ladies. You've been busted. You have the right to remain excited. Say hello to one of Chicago's finest, Officer Bob.
What are you doing here?
Having a pop, huh? Where you been?
We went to Bubba's Barbecue, if you must know. It was all you could eat night.
Ah, I'll bet poor Bubba broke into tears when he saw you coming. One time?
Get out.
Not so fast, barbecue breath. Where are the Winslow women folk?
Well, Rachel talked my mother and Harriet into going to a nightclub.
Oh, girls' night out. How cute. Well, what club was it?
Club Buff.
Club Buff?
Well, it bothered me at first that Harriet went, but then I realized it'll just make her appreciate what she has at home. Sure, those dancers have a few muscles and a lot of hair, but do they have charisma? Huh? Steve? Steve? Well, I don't know what I did, but I'm sure glad I did it.
Hi, Estelle.
Oh, hello, Derek. How are the kids?
Oh, just great. Would you like the usual table?
That'll be just fine.
Beat it.
And talkative. Well, listen, why don't you go apply for statehood while I go speak to one of your patrons?
No men allowed. And you're close enough. Scram.
Listen, this will only take a moment, and it's very important. Watch.
Take a hike.
Listen, you sack of muscles in a bad suit. I'm trying to be reasonable here, but... Hey, what are you doing?
Bye-bye.
I'm handling you, brute.
I love my work.
Hey, 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 you.
Yes?
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm from the temp agency.
What? No, please tell me you're not the new dancer.
Oh, but I am. I'm replacing, who's it?
Pete the Passionate Plumber?
Right. I'm Steve the Sensuous Scientist.
It's a good outfit. Just one question.
Yeah?
You gonna use that body?
Well, hey, it's not how many muscles you have, it's how you use the ones you've got.
All right, get behind the curtain. You're on next.
Oh, but I need time to pump up.
Well, you also need plastic surgery, but we don't have time for that either.
Listen, I'm a little out of practice. I normally do this if I want to, but I'm really out of practice.
Ladies, it's time to fire up your Bunsen burners. Club Buff, reluctantly, presents in his debut performance, Steve the Sensuous Scientist.
For this behavior. What do you have to say for yourselves?
Shut up and shake your booty!
Yeah. My goodness, savages! Now listen to me. Suppose you were an innocent young girl wearing a killer gold dress and far too much makeup. How would you feel if your mother caught you in here along with your aunt and your grandma? How would you feel about that?
Uh-oh.
The big uh-oh.
Laura,
what would possess you to go to a place like Club Buff?
I suppose I could ask you the same question. But I'm no fool.
I went because Rachel dragged me there. She was dying to know what a place like that was like. She should have asked your grandmother. She has a lifetime membership.
To see what it was like, too.
Laura, I'm an adult. You bought a fake ID and snuck into that place.
I know.
Why?
It was the only way I could get in.
You know what I mean. That kind of behavior's not like you.
That was the point, Mom. I wanted to be as little like me as possible.
Did I miss something?
Mom, all the kids think I'm a Miss Goody Two-Shoes. I wanted to prove to them that I could do something wild and crazy. What?
Well, I guess we're two peas from the same pod. Laura, when I was your age, I was Little Miss Perfect. Rachel was the daring one, and she teased me constantly. And then one time I wanted to show her that I could be daring, too.
But what'd you do?
Well, the Motown Review came to Chicago. The Temptations, the Supremes, Little Stevie Wonder, and my all-time favorite, Smokey Robinson. Anyway, I ditched school and went down to their hotel. I waited 4 hours for them to come out.
Well, did you get the autographs?
Better. When Smokey walked past me, I grabbed him, bent him back, and planted a kiss dead smack on his lips. What a kiss. Found out why they called him Smokey.
Mom, that is so cool.
I thought so, too. Until my mother turned on late night news. There I was. Crazed fan, Smoochie Smokey.
Ouch. Were you grounded?
Until disco came in. Laura, You want to be cool? Then keep resisting temptation. Keep doing what you know in your heart is right. That's what's really cool.
You're right.
That's my girl.
You know what, Mom?
What?
Every time that I start to think that nobody in the whole world understands how I feel, it turns out that you know exactly how I feel. Why is that?
Simple. I'm your mom.
The best mom.
Tonight at 6, a woman is accused of inappropriate behavior during a supervised visit with her child on an all-new Judge Judy. Then at 7, a woman claims her mother opened up a credit card in her name and ran up the bill and ruined her credit on an all-new Judge Family Joe Matters Brown. Now, it's Family Matters coming up next on UPN 27.
Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.